talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Right now, we're going right back to the front lines of history in the making, as we always do, and plenty got made. We're going to start in Madison, Wisconsin. Believe it or not, Madison, Wisconsin. We had a strange individual come there yesterday. Ted Cruz, right-wing senator from Texas. He was there to gin up the troops, sponsored by Scott Walker. You remember him? Scott Walker, who drove the state into the ground for 8 years. So he lost a third term election attempt in 2018. And now they put him to work, giving him a salary as some kind of a youth thing in the Republican Party, the future of the party, that kind of thing. And Cruz came in to sniff around and speak. Now, originally, they had this scheduled on the UW campus. University of Wisconsin is the archetypal signature institution in the state, really. The mission statement, the boundaries of the state are the boundaries of the University of Wisconsin. A lot of grads around this state from the University of Wisconsin-Madison. I'm one of them. Very grateful for that education. And the Republican Party has done everything it can to drive it down, starve it, attack it. So they thought this would be very funny. You bring Ted Cruz in, attacking our democracy, pushing Trump, even though Trump said his father was in on the assassination of JFK and his wife was ugly, in exactly those terms. And he was servile and said, I want Trump, manned a phone bank for him in the 2016 election. This guy doesn't have an ounce of character. You know, one of the things about Ted Cruz that's always amazed me, Barack Obama was born in Hawaii. It's the United States. His father was from Kenya. His mother was from Kansas. And so when he ran, they ginned up this thing that he was born in Kenya, which was false. Ted Cruz was born in Canada. Ted Cruz's father was a Cuban citizen. Ted Cruz's mother was from Delaware. So when Ted Cruz ran, I asked the very sensible question, why aren't we saying the same thing they did about Obama, but with truth on our side? He was actually born outside of the United States. If they say that Obama was born outside of the United States, which is false, his mother was from Kansas, American citizen. If the only thing that lets you run for president is that one of your parents is an American citizen, even though you're born abroad, that's not what a naturally born American means in the Constitution. And they let him slide through. John McCain was born in Panama. He was born in Panama. Father was an admiral stationed down there. I have no problem with that. It's a Navy base. But the truth is that they went after Obama, and even under their theory, which was false, his mother was American. Ted Cruz's only slender grasp on the United States is that his mother was an American. And he didn't run into the same problem. The truth of the matter is, we don't play hardball the way the Republicans do. They play dirty ball. We don't even play hardball. Well, anyway, this clown comes into Madison. He's going to swagger in to the University of Wisconsin campus, and he's going to give himself a speech. You know, he's going to attack liberal democracy. He's going to attack the last election. He's going to attack mask mandates. He's going to attack vaccines. He's going to attack America itself. There's one slight problem for him. The problem is that there is a mask mandate at the University of Wisconsin put into effect by Tommy Thompson. Tommy Thompson's a former Republican governor, four term. I mean, it's hard to get elected governor one term or two terms. Three terms is almost impossible. Four terms, he's the only one in the history of the state. Popular guy, moderate. I know the guy. I like him. In any event, he says we're going to have a mask mandate. Well, all the right-wing nuts in the Republican legislature, the gerrymandered illegitimate legislature, have a conniption. Oh, no, well, we're going to have to sue the University of Wisconsin until somebody said, wait a minute, this is Tommy Thompson. This is our guy. Now, what that has to do with policy, you tell me, right? I mean, if you're going to sue over it, what you're really saying is you'll only sue Democrats. You'll only try to interfere with the Democratic Party. That's all you'll do. They're a fraud. Republican caucus is a fraud. So anyway, this Ted Cruz comes in and he runs into Tommy Thompson's mask mandate. And he says, well, we want an exemption. I'm going to be attacking masks. I'm going to attack masks and vaccines. And they said, well, under the First Amendment, you can attack whatever you want, but you'll do it in a mask. And he said, no, I won't. And they said, well, you will, or the University of Police will carry you out. Spread eagle, one on each wrist, one on each ankle. They'll take you out into the mall and dump you there. Okay. And that's the video you'll get out of this. So they immediately chickened out. They went off campus and he gave his rant. This is Ted Cruz distinguishing himself in Madison, Wisconsin. And this is sick, by the way. You know, if you look at the daily COVID totals in Wisconsin, you know, 2,800, 2,300, it's in the twos now. It has crept back into the threes. You know, right after the vaccines kicked in and everything was hunky-dory before the Delta variant, it was down under 100 in some cases. You know, right now we'll have 15 deaths, 20, 30 deaths. We were down to one or two deaths or no deaths. What came along? A couple of things. Ted Cruz and his kind. We don't want his kind up here. We do not want his kind. The Delta variant came along. You cannot predict what happens in the environment and science and biology. You can't predict it. It was a mutation. Why was it a mutation? Because there was a huge pool of unvaccinated people that it could experiment in. When I'm saying experiments, is standing there with a test tube and a monocle on and a lab coat? No. Nothing like that is done on purpose. But if you have a large pool of unvaccinated people, it's nothing but a playground for mutations. So we get the Delta variant, which is much more transmissible, much more serious, now accounts for over 90% of all COVID in the United States. And you get the Republican Party. Republican Party, almost without exception around the country, their governors, their leaders, blasting masks, blasting vaccines. Ron Johnson in this state saying the vaccines will kill you. Thousands of people have been killed the minute they were jabbed with the vaccine, which is false. But a guy like says something like that, a U.S. senator, and people go, well, I don't know, maybe I better take a second look at this. That's what's going on. And, you know, a lot of them are lying. Most of them, in fact, all of them have snuck in and gotten themselves secret vaccines. Down in Missouri right now, there are vaccination centers for the average person that say you can come in and get vaccinated confidentially so that your neighbors and everybody won't know. In some areas, if you get vaccinated, you're seen as disloyal to Trump. Trump has been vaccinated. He got vaccinated on the sly and didn't announce it. Trump has gotten a booster. Trump talks the talk, but he does not walk the walk. And then he gets up. DeSantis was vaccinated. Abbott in Texas, vaccinated. None of these people are stupid enough not to be vaccinated. The one guy who is Ron Johnson. He says he wasn't vaccinated. He says because he had COVID a long time ago, even though it was asymptomatic, he has plenty of antibodies. I really question that, quite frankly. I think Ron Johnson should submit himself to a test, blood sample, to see if he was vaccinated. I think these guys sneak in and get vaccinated on the sly and then lie to their people. Now, that's certainly the case with Trump. Now, with Ron Johnson, we don't know for sure, but one way to find out is to have Ron Johnson give a blood sample. The second thing is, if you're a journalist, and ask Ron Johnson the next time you're with him, do you criticize Trump for being vaccinated on the sly and then being anti-vax to everybody among his base. And he will dodge. There will be chin music. He'll do a soft shoe. He'll look like Fred Astaire with a cane and a top hat, and off he'll go from the stage. So you had anti-masker, anti-vaxxer, although he's been vaccinated, Ted Cruz, the guy that went to Cancun in that terrible winter, an unbelievable cold settled on Texas. We're used to it in Wisconsin. They're not down there. The kid froze to death. I think he was 10 years old. Kid froze to death. Froze to death. They had gone off the national grid. They didn't ask for energy from California. They are the most mismanaged state in the country. And this guy goes to Cancun, where there is heat in the atmosphere. So anyway, I'm sorry he came into Madison. He has a First Amendment right to speak what he wants. But I'm very, very glad that it was Republican Tommy Thompson who interposed a mask mandate and said, clown, if you are going to go anti-mask in your speech and anti-vax and all this baloney, you'll do it in a mask. And they couldn't tolerate that photo op. We're going to break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Backbiter. Tell them that God's going to cut you down. Tell them that God's going to cut you down. Tell them that God's going to cut you down.